SBS Radio. Armenian Film Festival Australia for the Sydney closing September 15 has chosen the movie Armenia Uncovered, a documentary hosted by musician, comedian and actor Kev Orkian. Kev, welcome to SBS Radio's Armenian program.
Hi, interested.
Love, Kev. How the project started and how long it took from the start of the project to the finished product?
Okay, well, the start of the project was something that started with a gentleman called Andy Simon. And Andy Simon, basically, who lives in Sydney, contacted me and said, look, Kev, I've got an idea for a new documentary about Armenia. I'm very excited about doing it. I want people to know, people to learn about Armenia, about its culture, its history. And I said, well, this is ironic because I've been wanting to do a documentary about Armenia for about 3 or 4 years. Just basically putting together a great film that talks about our people, our culture, our sense of humor, our food, our history, and put it into an interesting documentary that's not only fun to watch, but it's also informative. So we got together. I flew to Australia to do a big show out there, and we got together. We did some sizzles. We spoke about the concept of the show, and we teamed up. And that was the birth of Armenia Uncovered, really. It was the start of putting the project together. It then took us about a year and a half, nearly 2 years, to kind of really write it, put it together. Andy spent a lot of time just putting the concept together of how it was going to be featured as a movie, which is great. And then we got in touch with many, many celebrities, everyone from Cher, Kim Kardashian, through to Charles Aznavour, through to Serge Tankian. And we basically approached them and said, look, we're doing a documentary. Would you be part of this journey with us? And they were. They came straight on board. And the rest is history, really, because we filmed it. It took us 2.5 weeks to film in Armenia. And we came back. And then it took, I think, Andy, roughly around 6 to 8 months initially to get the concept together with the amount of footage that we had filmed, and then we had to basically put it all together and edit the final feature, which is going to be aired at the Melbourne Film Festival. But we couldn't have done any of this without a wonderful gentleman called Rafi Tanilian and his wife Alice. Alice was actually the woman who approached me and said, look, Kev, I know you're doing this documentary and I realize you guys are struggling to get finances together. Can we help? So I got in touch with them as well, and we spoke. And the rest is history. Rafi said, right, what do you need? I'll pay for it and we'll get it done.
So is it for non-Armenians or diaspora Armenians, say second or third generation Armenians?
For everyone. We have not put any kind of passing on who can actually watch it or who can't. It's all about the documentary. If you're interested and you're an Indian, or you're interested, or you're Chinese, or you're English, or you're American, or you're Armenian, it doesn't matter. It's for everyone. It's a full documentary that features incredible celebrities, incredible views of Armenia, some footage that probably wouldn't have been seen ever in a documentary. And the whole thing's put together with a number of great MPs, QCs, some high-end, you know, performers, and it's all designed to show what Armenia is like now, not what it was, 50, 60, or 100 years ago, what it is now, because Armenia is a thriving country. It's beautiful. I've been many times, and every time I go, I fall in love with the country more and more. It's the people are fantastic. The culture, the food, the music, it's just a wonderful, wonderful place. It really is.
So the documentary was shot on one go or during...
It was shot on one go. Mm-hmm. No, it was shot on one go. We went to Armenia and we spent 2.5 weeks in Armenia, which was quite funny as well because all of us got food poisoning and we all struggled to try and stay afloat. But we had a good laugh and we had some great, great stories and some great journeys, to be honest with you. And we met some incredible, just the most wonderful Armenian people in Armenia. And what makes me laugh the most is the fact that you turn up to a country, you go to a person's house that you've never met before, and they just invite you in for dinner. And it's like you're standing there going, yeah, but you don't know me. Pamache, pamache, don't worry, come in, don't worry. You know, and it's like, I just love that kind of, that's the kind of country I want my children to grow up in, if you get where I'm coming from. It's just such a blessing. It's such a beautiful country.
Did you miss the Velvet Revolution?
Yes, we did. Yeah, we did. It wasn't at the same time as whilst we were out there, which was a shame because we could have filmed that as well. But we are planning on doing a second Armenia Uncovered. And we're also doing a third, which is the documentary about climbing Mount Ararat.
And the most memorable experience?
For me, would have to be when I played the piano at Khorvirab, overlooking Mount Ararat. It's probably one of the most incredible things I've ever done. They actually dragged a grand piano, a baby grand piano, a digital, to be fair, and I played a piece of music that I'd written for the documentary, which they filmed overlooking Mount Ararat. Probably one of the most beautiful things I've ever done.
What about music? It's traditional Armenian music or original composition?
The documentary has traditional music in it, but it actually has original music in there as well. We've kind of combined the two. So when you see us going to an Armenian wedding, or you see us, meeting Armenians and whatnot, then you hear the Armenian traditional music in the background. Other than that, when we get to interview Armenian celebrities like Sirusha, for example, we get to listen to her pop music. So we have original tracks in there, and I've written an original track which is also featured in the documentary.
You mentioned famous Armenians, including Charles Aznavour. Did you sit down with them and interview them, or they recorded messages?
No. We sat down with Charles Aznavour for our original agreement with Charles's agent was that we would sit with him for 45 minutes. We would interview him, ask him a few questions, and that would be it. When he walked in to the interview in Paris, when we went out there to film him, he walked in, sat down, and when he found out I was Armenian and that the documentary was about Armenia, he sat with us for 2.5 hours and we just spoke, we laughed, we cried, we told great stories. And the most incredible thing about that for me was the fact that he told stories that I don't think Armenians will even be aware of regarding famous celebrities he's had the privilege of working with and being friends with over the years. And it was just wonderful to sit there and talk to him about his passion for Armenia, his love of Armenia. And we sat with him for 2.5 hours. We sat with Henrikh Mkhitaryan, Arsenal's incredible Armenian football player. We sat with him. We were only booked to do 30 minutes with him. We sat for over an hour and a half. Again, he was so over the moon that I was Armenian and that the people that were filming the documentary were Armenian. So we sat there, we laughed, and we had great stories from Henrikh, and he told us his life story, and it was amazing, absolutely amazing. So, no, we interviewed every single Armenian celebrity that we were able to do, and Armenia Uncovered 2 also will feature some incredible Armenian celebrities.
So it was a spiritual journey as well for you?
Absolutely. From the moment it started, to be honest, yes. I wouldn't claim to be very religious. Of course, I have my faith and my beliefs, but I'm not incredibly religious. I don't go, to church every Sunday. I don't tend to liaise with people that go to church all the time, because I'm always on the road. I'm always traveling. I'm always, somewhere in the world doing a show or a performance. So it's very difficult for me to be that way. But at the same time, when I did go to Armenia, the history of Armenia, the churches, and the religion, and of course, without a shadow of a doubt, the fact that we were the first nation to adopt Christianity as our religion, as our faith, it to me that really kind of became much more apparent while I was there, and to meet so many wonderful church people, which to me was again a privilege, because I got to speak to them, I got to understand them. I got to discover a lot of history about Armenia that I had no idea about. So, yes, it was quite an incredible journey for me, to be honest with you, spiritually and informatively. I mean, knowledge-wise, I learned so much while I was there, so much.
Looking forward to your visit to Sydney, to the closing of the Armenian Film Festival.
Yes, I am very much looking forward to that. I am over the moon. I can't tell you how humbled I am to be traveling to Sydney and Melbourne to come and do the Armenia Uncovered Film Festivals, because for me, the film festival has allowed us to be there and has allowed us to actually show the film in one of the biggest screens, if not the biggest screen in the whole of Australia. So the accolade of just that alone is humbling. But the fact that the show, the film has sold out, and Armenians and non-Armenians are all there waiting to watch this movie, for me, it goes beyond words for me. That it's truly, truly humbling. It really is.
Kev, thank you for your time and the interview, and looking forward to your visit to Sydney.
Me too. Me too. Thank you very much.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.